Well, checking sports around the area last night, first in girls high school softball, it was Atlantic defeating Harlan 5-2, Glenwood down Shenandoah 4-3, Clarinda a 1-0 winner over Red Oak, Lewis Central defeats Denison 8-3, Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 11-3, Sydney took two from East Mills 13-3 and 21-8, it was IKM Manning defeating Logan Magnolia 5-1 in the first game of a doubleheader, Panthers won the nightcap 6-2, also Missouri Valley swept a pair from AHSTW, winning 1-0 and 4-2. Trainer took two from Audubon, 15-0 and 12-0. It was Griswold sweeping a doubleheader over Underwood, 14-4 and 9-2 the scores. Southeast Warren defeats Nottoway Valley, 6-4. It was Arweva edging Cam in 9 innings by a final of 6-5. Glenn Ralston beat West Harrison 11-4. Also Abraham Lincoln topping Sioux City East by a 4-1 final in girls softball last night. In boys baseball action last night, it was Harlan over Atlantic by a final of 10-1. Glenwood defeats Shenandoah 8-4. Red Oak topping Clarinda 7-3. Lewis Central beat Denison 8-0. Kemper Catholic a winner over St. Albert 12-8. Martinsdale St. Mary's downs Creston 9-0. Stanton swept a pair from Clarinda Academy by scores of 11-4 and 19-9. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna in 9 innings 3-2. Sydney needed 10 innings to beat East Mills by a final of 5-4. It was Underwood sweeping two from Griswold, 6-3 and 14-3 the scores. IKM and Logan Magnolia split a doubleheader with the Wolves winning 3-1 in the opener. The Panthers win 7-4 in the second game. Trainer swept a pair from Audubon, 10-1 and 4-3 were the scores. It was AHSTW winning a couple of close ones over Missouri Valley, 4-2 and 6-5. Tri-Center swept two from Riverside, 17-2 and 7-0. Lamoni defeats Lennox, 10-3. Exira EHK, a 15-0 winner over Adair Casey. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Exira EHK 2-1 last night. It was Orient Maxburg over Melcher Dallas, 13-3, and Woodward Granger topping Panorama, 13-10 in boys high school baseball. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association weekly rankings came out yesterday afternoon. Class 4A, Waukee is the number one rated team this week, with Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Johnston, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Prairie the top five. The rest of the Class 4A top 10 is Sioux City East, Southeast Polk, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Linmar, and Lewis Central is in at number 10. In Class 3A, Pella leads the pack this week with Waverly Shellrock number 2, Davenport Assumption, West Delaware, and Knoxville round out the top five. Gilbert, Williamsburg, Spirit Lake, Oskaloosa, and Harlan at number 10 round out this week's 3A top 10. In Class 2A, Cascade is number 1, followed by Wilton, Beckman Catholic, Columbus Catholic, and South Winneshiek. Clear Lake, Hinton, New Hampton, Monticello, and Ogden finish off the 2A top 10. Trainer also received votes, didn't make the top 10 this week. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is number 1 again, with Van Buren Community number 2, Lisbon, Pleasantville, and Martinsdale St. Mary's finish off the top 5. Coon Rapids Bayard is at number 6, Don Bosco is 7, Exira EHK is ranked 8th in this week's 1A poll, with West Sioux and Lamar's Galen Catholic rounding out this week's Class 1A top 10. Major League Baseball last night, Chris Carter and Jose Altuve homered to back a solid start by rookie Lance McCullers, and the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 6-1 last night. In a matchup of teams with the best records in the American League, Houston snapped Kansas City's four-game winning streak. The Royals are now 44-29, while the Astros are 45-34. McCullers allowed four hits and a run with six strikeouts over seven innings in just his ninth Major League start. The Astros jumped on Joe Blanton for five runs in the first three innings, and Carter added a solo home run in the fifth to help them to that victory. In other American League action, it was Texas over Baltimore 8-1, Boston beat Toronto 3-1, Cleveland 7-1 over Tampa Bay, and the LA Angels topped the New York Yankees 4-1. Just two games in the National League last night, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 7-4, Arizona topped the LA Dodgers 10-6. A couple of interleague games also last night saw Cincinnati beat Minnesota 11-7 and Oakland over Colorado by a 7-1 final. Well, former Iowa State basketball star Jackson Vroman has passed away, according to a news release issued by the Iowa State University Athletics Department. He died Monday from injuries sustained in a car accident. That's according to multiple reports. He was 34 years old. Vroman, a native of Utah, was one of the best junior college basketball players in the nation when he signed with Iowa State in 2002 after an All-American career at Snow Community College. Vroman earned honorable mention Big 12 honors and made the Big 12 All-Newcomer team as a junior when he averaged 12.5 points and over 9 rebounds a game. What made the 6'10", 220-pound Vroman stand out was his relentless approach to rebounding. The center never gave up in the paint, fighting off defenders and outworking opponents for the rebounds. In his senior season, Vroman became the first Cyclone to lead the league on the glass in 24 years when he averaged 9.6 rebounds a game. He also averaged 13.9 points to earn second-team all-conference accolades and lead the Cyclones to the NIT semifinals. Roman's career 9.5 rebound per game average ranks ninth all-time in school history, and his 55.8% clip from the field ranks third in ISU's record books. Following graduation, Roman was the 31st pick in the 2004 NBA draft. He played two seasons with the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Hornets. He continued to play professionally overseas until 2014. Roman also was a member of the Lebanese national team. A longtime Wisconsin men's basketball coach Bo Ryan says he plans to retire after next season. The 67-year-old says he considered retiring after the Badgers lost in the national championship game to Duke, but athletic director Barry Alvarez told him to take some time to think about it. Ryan has coached the Badgers for 14 years. He led them to the Final Four in each of the past two seasons. In NBA news, Dwayne Wade will become a free agent tomorrow, and his 12-year stay with the Miami Heat could be ending. The three-time champ and 11-time All-Star could have exercised an option to earn $16.1 million with the Heat next season. Instead, he decided to roll the dice and test his worth on the open market. The Heat say they want Wade back. He averaged 21.5 points this season, 11th best in the NBA and 3rd best in the Eastern Conference. Meanwhile, Luol Deng has elected to use his opt-out clause on a $10.1 million deal to stay with Miami. Deng averaged 14 points with the Heat last season. Atlanta Hawks guard Kyle Korver will undergo his third surgery since March when a specialist removed loose bodies from his right elbow on Tuesday. The 34-year-old Korver had surgery for a broken nose 3 months ago, and earlier this month, surgeons repaired ligament damage in his right ankle. Korver is still wearing a boot. He said last week he expects to be ready by training camp, but the team said Monday it's too early to set a timetable. And the top seeds got off to a fast start on the first day at Wimbledon yesterday. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams each rolled into the second round with straight sets wins. Same goes for women's fourth seed Maria Sharapova and men's number four and French Open champ Stan Wawrinka. American John Isner, the men's 17th seed, also advanced. Five-time champ Venus Williams had the most impressive start to the tournament. She scored a 6-love win over fellow American Madison Brengel. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.